Hi there. It is week 15 of 52 weeks of inspirational messages. I hope that you are having a really great week. And I'm going to be really honest with you. My week feels difficult. My week feels, I feel tired. I feel drained. And I think the reason for that is that it is really hard to be someone who is going through an illness or a sickness. But it is also really, really hard to be someone loving and caring and watching someone go through a sickness or an illness. And yesterday, which was Monday, my oldest daughter had to do another long chemo treatment. And she had anxiety before going for that chemo treatment because things are starting to sort of run together now, if that makes sense. So she has several short chemo days, and then she has some days every 3 weeks that are long chemo days. And short chemo days are about 2.5 hours. And she gets some medicine that is immunotherapy medicine. And she feels okay for a couple of days. And then about Thursday, Friday, she starts to crash and then back to chemo on Monday. But long chemo days are 6 or 7 hours. And they are hard and they are long. And she's very sick afterwards for several days. And instead of the sores just being in her mouth for a day or two, now they don't go away. And instead of just having achy bones for a day or two, now they don't go away. And so it's been hard to watch it. It's been a challenge to see. And you try and be so strong for other people that are around you, and you want to hold it all together. But sometimes you can't fake it anymore, and it starts to wane on you. Anyway, I'm going somewhere. I promise I'm going to inspire you. I am going somewhere with this. Today we had meetings with a production company, and Melissa, my oldest daughter, was being questioned by them. They were asking her about her cancer diagnosis and stuff. And I could hear, she didn't know I was listening. I was in the other room. And she said, you know, my mom never, ever, ever has coddled us or babied us. My mom never gives up. She never, ever, ever gives up. And she won't ever let us give up either. My mom is not the kind of person to let me lay down and give up with cancer. And she said, and this kind of made me laugh, but it's true. She said, my mom told me that I will get up every time I go to chemo, and I will get dressed, and I will put on my makeup, and I will put on my hat or not if I choose not to, put on my wig or not if I choose not to. But I will walk into that chemo clinic and I will look like $1 million. And I will never let cancer or anyone take anything from me. And she said, I fight because of that. And as much as it sucks, she said, yesterday I had to go to chemo. And she said, the whole time I was nervous and I put on my makeup and I'm trying to fix my wig. And she said, I was just cursing my mom, like, oh my God, I can't believe she's making me do this. And she said, but when I get there and I look around and I see people in their pajamas, eating their McDonald's, feeling sorry, stuck, she said, I know that I am going to heal because I haven't given myself this disease any other choice. So I'm in the other room, by the way, bawling, as I'm listening to this. And I remember the words from Maya Angelou that I think really made me this way. And that is, you will face many defeats in life, but never let yourself be defeated. And so as I'm tired and I'm going through this process tonight, and you know, I just will get up in the morning and I'll feel better and I won't be defeated and I won't allow myself to feel sorry for Melissa or for the situation. I'll just keep going, because what else choice do we have? We have to keep going. We have to keep pushing. We have to get up and put our face on. We have to get up and walk out the door. We have to get up and be a part of this world. Giving up was never an option. And if we don't fight against illness and disease and poverty and hurt and pain, and if we don't keep pushing forward, then what is it all about? So I know this message started off with me telling you how I've been feeling, but I don't let myself stay there for very long. I always remind myself, never, ever, ever, ever give up. So no matter what you have going on or what you're doing or where you're at, put your makeup on, get your hair done, put on a nice shirt. If you're a gentleman, brush off your jeans and let's get the fuck on with it. Because there's no time for us to continue to feel sorry for ourselves. We have one life. We all need to get living it.